How's it, everybody? How are you doing? And welcome to another episode of Live with Ellie. Today we will talk about dragons. Dragon symbolizes wealth, power, and leadership in China. Emperors were believed to be descendants of dragons in China. During the Middle Ages, dragons developed a liking for young women. According to some researchers, dragons appear in all cultures because humans are universally afraid of snake-like creatures. In the 12th animal Chinese zodiac, couples usually try to have their kids born in a year of the, you guessed it, dragon. In the Bible, the dragon is seen as a devil. A little dragon is called a dragonette. I guess it just came to say hello. Hello. See what I did there? Mythology-wise, a female dragon is called Dracaena. Early dragon literature mentions that dragons would fall out of trees onto people's head before they learned to fly eventually. Most places in China is named after dragons. On Bigo, you can send a dragon or dragons to a host. You can do this on Rebecca's Live. Eastern cultures believed dragons to be kind and wise, while Western cultures believed them to be fire-breathing and evil. The most famous Indian dragon is Kritra, meaning enclosure. It has three heads and its body is wrapped around the world. And that's all for today, everyone. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Bye-bye.